This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Golyoni HaShas, the Masech the Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, brings an astounding chiddush from the Maril. The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, says, G'doyla hachnosas orcha me'akpalas me'eshchina. Greater is inviting guests than beholding and receiving the countenance of the Shechina. Shenemar vayoymar adoy noy. That Avraham Avinu was addressing God, and he said, "Ribbono Shel'Olam, wait for me while I go and greet the guests." From here, we see greeting guests is more valuable than even greeting Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Chafetz Chaim in the Avos Chesed writes halacha lemaisa that if someone's on their way to shul and guests come, and there's nobody who could appropriately welcome them, it is more important to welcome guests even than going to shul. Based on this Gemara, G'doy l'hachnasas archem yoyser mehakpalas pnei ashchina. Says the Maharil in his Likutei Dinim in Ois Samach, that whenever we talk about hachnasas archem, it's only welcoming wealthy, honorable people. Welcoming them b'derech kavod, honoring them b'sever panim yafais, and preparing tafnukim for them. And the proof is from Avram Avinu that he thought these malachim were guests, and he shechted for them 3 oxen to feed them tongue with mustard. But regular hachnasas archim, that's not a mitzvah of hachnasas archim. That's tzedakah. Now tzedakah is a great mitzvah, but when we talk about hachnasas archim is only to the rich. Now this is a very big chiddush. And this is the chiddush of the Maril, that when somebody feeds and houses somebody who needs it because they can't afford it, or they don't have adequate lodging or food, that's a great mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah of hachnasas archem. Hachnasas archem is only to the wealthy. Now this may not make people feel too good, but this is his psak. This is the psak of the Maril. In the Toras HaAsham, which is the commentary of the Tosis Yom Tov, on the Torah Sachatas, in Klal Tezvav Din Gimel, he brings this psak of the Maril lahalacha, that Hachnasas Archim is only for the Ashirim and the Mechubadim who are Ro'i L'Kavod. Comes the Shas of Shavu Shvos Yaakov in his Kuntris Soiles L'Mincha Belulav Hashemen. Klal Tezvav Din Gimel, which is printed at the end of the Torah Sachatas, in the footnotes of the Shvus Yaakov to the Minchas Yaakov on the Taras Chatas. So the Minchas Yaakov was written by the Shvus Yaakov, and it's a commentary on the Taras Chatas. And on the footnotes in the Minchas Yaakov called Kuntris Psoilus the Minchav Lo Bashemen, he asks on this Maril that Avraham Avinu thought that these were Arabs. He thought they were regular Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and still he honored them. So don't we see that Hachnasas Archim applies to the poor as well? But in the new edition of the Tiferes Yosef, which is a wonderful collection on Rabbi Yosef Engel by Yedidi Rabbi Tzvi HaKoyen Friedman, he brings that if you look in the source of the Maril, which is the Medrash on our Parsha, Mem Ches Tes, Avraham Avinu considered that even though these were Arbiyim, but these were Anoshim Mechubadim, Anoshim Chashuvim, and this would be the basis of the Psak of the Maharil, that the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim is specifically defined as greeting and welcoming and honoring the wealthy and the honorable. Again, it is certainly a mitzvah to house and to greet and to welcome and to honor the poor. But that's not the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim, according to the Maharil. That is just the mitzvah of tzedakah. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.